back to Your Girl Maddie. I'm your host Maddie, and I'm here with one of my BFFs and an amazing co-host of this podcast, Christina. Hey, Christina.
Hey, guys. What up?
We and Christina are here to talk about Choi Jung Hyuk and why we love him, and I guess also Castaway Diva while we're at it. Does that sound good to you?
You know what? That sounds really great, and right. We need a moment of silence because we need to continue our analyzing. I can't even talk because he's just so great.
He's so hot.
What is my title? What is my name on here?
When we record you guys, we choose a name, and we've never said Maddie and Christina. Like, I think we did our own names once and ever since.
I always JK. Like, I always do, yeah. Mrs. Jungkook or in my JK era.
Mine is Choi Jung Hyuk, and hers is Kyo Step on Me. You're not wrong. Oh my. Okay, so we're here to talk about Castaway Diva. I literally finished episode 12 25 minutes ago, so this is very fresh on my brain. Christina finished it like 2 hours ago or whatever, right? Not very long. Mm-hmm.
I did it this morning because I was dying to know what happened, because we got a cliffhanger in episode 11.
Yes. Well, okay, yeah. And we'll talk about the whole like dad being stabbed thing in a second, but first, can we just talk? I think I just need to get it out of my system that I think I'm in love, and I don't care who knows it. You know, like,
it's the actor.
The actor. Like, I don't even know how to express myself right now. Christina, he's so hot.
He's so cute. And here's the thing, though. I feel like it's recency bias, but also it's not. And also it's our first Choi Jung Hyuk drama. So I want to see all love all play or whatever I've been wanting to see. We need to find all of his dramas.
All of them.
Because his character was just, everything. He was sweet, kind. Oh, can I marry him?
Well, it's one of those things where, like, even in the last 25 minutes, as I've been, reflecting on this drama, I was like, yes, I love this drama, but, like, I really love him. Like, and yes, I love Park and Bin, but I really love him. And like, yes, the plotline was good, but I really loved him.
Like, we really love him.
Yeah.
And every time we were watching the show, I was just waiting for him to come on screen. And sometimes he didn't even say anything. And I was like, Shaggy Town.
Wait.
He was no Shaggy Town at the end of the show.
Well, I was gonna say, we like predicted at one point he's gonna straighten his hair. It will happen.
We know everything.
I was literally sitting, like, you know what, whenever I watch a finale, I'm just kind of like sitting still, like I'm just like soaking it all in. I always have so many expectations and like fears for finales, and I'm like, am I gonna be satisfied? It's just so final. But I'm just like sitting there, and when I showed his hair, I was like, ha. Straightened hair, like, that's the only comment I made out loud the entire episode.
It was only for 1 second too, and it was everything I wanted.
It was great. Although honestly, I came to love the perm so freaking much.
And it was his clothes, and then it was then it was his gummy smile, and then his little eyes. And I have to say, though, I think major props to the child actor, because that's where it started.
Okay, and child actor Kehoe, like, not, he wasn't better than Choi Jung Hyuk, but he was like so freaking cute.
He was adorable, and they just looked so much alike, the mannerisms. So I'm curious to see if Choi Jung Hyuk, I have to remember Kehoe's
actual name. Are you reading
my name?
The title of my name on this thing. Yeah,
I feel like he either saw the little kid act and like just, you know, matched his mannerisms, or vice versa. But regardless, they were the same, and we knew from day one that Hottie Mr. Hi. Tarzan hands.
Listen, there's no chance we're the only people that notice this, Christina.
Okay.
Dude has...
Tell them. Tell the people.
Dude has huge hands. Huge hands.
And it's nothing like... We're just saying matter of fact.
Yeah.
He has really large hands.
Really? And I think we both noticed at the same time. It's when, in like episode 8 when he like cups her face and he's like... Nah, Kyo, yeah, like, I'm Kyo. And then my I had a lot of thoughts. One of my biggest thoughts was his thumbnail is humongous. Like, the dude's got
huge nails.
Yeah.
And here's the thing, though, because Koreans, I feel like with all the shows we've seen, we know how, I mean, they have very dainty hands.
We've seen our fair share of Korean men's hands.
Pretty hands, like
little hands. Like exactly, like Rowan, for example. Just grabbing a name out of a hat right now. No, but like Chae Jung Hyo's hands are huge Tarzan hands.
They're just, I think what it is, I'm going to say it, they're just thick.
They're so thick. Like his thumb is like double the wideness of other people's thumbs.
Yeah, and just, I mean, the nail, I'm like, dude. You know, anyway, so... I just, every time he grabs something, every time, you know, we both were like, and I said it to you. I remember I was like, you know, he has Tarzan hands.
Yeah.
And you were like, oh my goodness.
When, like, when they did the pinky promise, the yakso, and then they pushed their thumbs, I was like, your hand is two of her hands. Huge, especially because she has such little hands.
She has like 5-year-old hands anyway. Yeah, so right. She's tiny anyway.
So
but
small.
But we, you know what? That's our shout out.
We digress.
You know, he's Tarzan. No, he's Korean Tarzan.
He is. And now I'm imagining him playing Tarzan in a role. I just think I need this in my life.
You know, 16 episodes of him swinging on a tree. You know, I'm ready. I'm ready.
What does Tarzan make? Oh,
what is that noise?
I was trying to be a gorilla.
You know, you do a really great gorilla impression.
You. Yeah, no. Okay, this is, you know, and I just to shout out his clothing as well. Okay, except for the incredibly oversized sweater vest dress vest he wore in that one episode. That was huge.
But
that
was
like the questionable outfit of the whole series. But every other outfit is like, how did you find this at the store? Because it's amazing and I want one, you know? But also, I just want you to be wearing it in front of me.
Yeah, like, is that too much to ask?
I don't think so.
Like,
even when,
come on.
You know, when they like go to like get questioned by the prosecutor, I'm like, I know this is a really intense scene, but like,
I love
Mother,
that
may
scene,
I?
By the way.
Like,
Mother,
look at-
yes, you may.
Like his, he had like that jacket with like the pants, and I was like, okay.
You know, it's so funny because there was another very attractive brother in the show, but you
there
know
was.
What?
Okay.
Who? Who? But wait. Before
who
we talk
you?
About him, no,
who is anyone else?
My favorite, I think, what just had me this last episode, episode 12, was when he wore that gray sweater at the rooftop with. Mocha, and they were he
like
was playing around with her,
like,
and I'm
the
like
blue gray sweater
no just yeah. Like the gray sweater,
I thought it was blue. Whatever.
No, like
the
it's
sweater
a, you know, it's like a, I don't know what it was.
What color is it?
Dorito ratio, like it was,
it's
like his shoulders,
the Dorito, the wide shoulders, the Here's the thing, I watched like 2 episodes of Unlock My Boss so far, which he's in. And he basically never wears an entire shirt in that show so far. And I can just confirm that Mocha is in for a treat. You know what I'm saying? This is, I just needed to know. I was like, because, you know, Kyo, he wears like 3 sweaters at once at all times, right? The
and
boy wears
never,
a lot of clothes.
He never took it off.
We never even saw like
no negativity
arm,
here.
Forearms. Did we even see a single forearm on this guy?
No.
Like a t-shirt?
We literally, he was in long sleeves the whole time. No shorts, no anything.
Nothing.
No. It was fully clothed and he was so beautiful.
But I was like, with hands like those, right? There's no chance you're not jacked.
Okay.
I'm really glad you said that.
I think you we're dancing flipped. Around. We're dancing. It's a fine line right now. You know, there's no chance you're not. You
know, this is very quality. This is so much quality
you know
right
what,
now.
You know what they
we,
say?
We right, get paid okay. the big bucks.
Right. We get paid the big bucks.
Move
for
on. We like
all
we
of
need
this
to move
conversation.
On.
Okay. Great. Okay. Should we talk about just the brothers? I just think we should just get into. Wait. Let's. Say, okay. First, this is a review. My review for this show. I love this I love this show.
I love it too.
This was a really quality K-drama. Like, let's yeah. really just really spread it out in front of us. This is a great K-drama.
Yeah, aside from Kiho. No, it's a great. It was a great drama. I really yeah. I'm so happy we watched it. It was very, very good. And I just loved like what got me hooked was the beginning. They did such a great job.
Yes.
Setting it all up. That was perfect.
So good.
It was perfect. Those two yes. kids.
Yes.
That played them. It really made the show. No, not that it made the show, but it just really took. It just changed
catapulted.
Everything.
It catapulted the show into what it was.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
And I feel like. And we knew at the beginning that he was Kiho. He was the same personality and everything.
Yes.
And so I know that he had a brother. And that was trying to derail us, but we knew. We knew.
I know. Although I will say at the beginning, Choi Jang-hyo got like such minimal screen time, and it's because they were trying to throw us off.
Yeah. They knew what they were doing.
So I would say like maybe till like episode 3 I was like, I don't know, but it was because they really tried to throw us off, cuz I'm like Kiho would be reacting differently than he's reacting, but they just didn't show us a lot of the behind the scenes of him like begging the parents and buying the freaking apartment and blah blah blah.
Oh my gosh! But it all made sense because he was it was all in hiding. He couldn't do anything, and it made sense towards the end. It was so good. Everything.
It was so good. It's a great drama. Do we wish it was more than 12 episodes, or are we satisfied?
That's a hard question just because I would love to have more of the family. I would love to have more of Mokha and Kiho's relationship because,
yes.
in all honesty, we didn't really get a lot of that.
No, we didn't.
And that's my only gripe.
Christina,
that's my only gripe.
Here's my question. Are they even dating by the end of the show?
Okay,
Wait,
it didn't seem like it.
I don't think they...
I wrote it down, Maddie.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I wrote it down. It was episode 12. They
right.
rarely had any scenes together.
No.
And
by one scene.
Episode, it was one scene, but it was 45 minutes into the show.
Oh, I know.
Then we finally got that rooftop scene, which wasn't even any. It really wasn't anything.
We got it was like, okay, so I went to a Christian college, right? It was the Christian college side hug. We got the side hug. Okay, let's get into this relationship really fast, really quick, because it's obviously on the forefront of my brain.
Let's do that. Okay. Yep.
Okay, so I feel like, on Discord and things, by the way, come join our Discord chat, please. Go to there's a link at the bottom of this episode. Chat with us, because it's always fun on there. But people are like, there's a lot of different opinions of like, do they have chemistry? Do we like them together? I feel like people aren't really shipping her with Woo-hawk either way. They just love Woo-hawk. I don't really hear people being like, I actually think she should be with Woo-hawk and go make out with him. I'm like, nah, I don't think anyone thinks that. But I think it's just like this question of like, did they have good chemistry? Do we believe their relationship? Okay. Honestly, when I was viewing them out of like a, you are 32-year-olds, they seem not that romantic with each other, right? Like they just seem a
yes.
little dry.
Yes.
And the more I think about it, like the kiss in episode 11, a lot of it was like, this sounds weird, but like almost like a, this is sounding so weird, almost like a familial platonic kiss. Like they just were so freaking happy that he got cleared and they just love yeah. each other. And they have such a weird relationship.
Yeah,
that
it was
like,
odd
they kissed,
anyway. Yeah.
It was so hot, but it was almost like it had the hinting of romance, obviously, or else they didn't want to be kissing each other. But like, it was almost like this friendship. We've been through so much. How do we express this right now? We have to kiss, kind of thing. Because then episode 12 rolled around, and especially
nothing happened.
Well, it was that scene where she was with Woo-hawk at the restaurant, and Kiho walks in, and he looks at them. And she was talking to Woo-hawk, and Woo-hawk was talking about, he's like, well, we got our jobs back. And she's like, oh, Jin-ja? And I was like, girl, did your boyfriend not tell you he got his job back? And then I was like, I don't think she's dating Kiho. Like, I don't think that's happening.
From that scene, though, it seemed like they weren't even talking at all.
Well, I think Kiho left the restaurant not because he saw Molka, but because she was with Woo-hawk. And I think he's not an idiot, and he probably knew Woo-hawk kind of liked her too. And I think he was just kind of like, I don't know what to do with this. And
I understand that, but I feel like at that point, Woo-hawk already accepted that his brother loves her, right?
Well, I think Woo-hawk did. I don't know. Well, then it got to round to where I was like, well, then Woo-hawk was like, Kiho, you need to tell Molka that you love her and we're looking for her and change every year, you know, and he's like, yeah, you're right. And then I was like, has he not told her that? Like, wait, does she not know any of this? Now she does know because she like heard it from other people that he like set up that club to like look in the cast or whatever. But I was like, does she not know that? Because I think that's an important bit of information for her to know. Anyways, okay, this all being said, I can see how people can look at that and be like, there's not enough chemistry. I can totally see it. Now, however, the kiss was still freaking spicy because just him kissing, if he was making out with like a tree branch, I'd be like, yo, listen, rewatching, right? Okay. But I think in my brain, I was like, when you really think about it, and I guess I'll get into this with Molka's character in general, but Molka is like a 13-year-old girl.
She's very young for her age.
Because
of everything that she's been through.
She lost 15 years of her life. Socially, right? In a lot of ways, not to be poetic right now, but Kiho was kind of stranded on that island with her, right? Okay. I feel like
it was tunnel vision for him because so long he was just trying to find her and he never gave up. It was just, that was his mojo for so long. And so he really forgot. He was doing that at the same time as like hiding, you know, in a different identity. So he really wasn't thinking of himself at all or anything. And I think also he, in relationships, it's very, both of them very immature. It's a very, very young love.
That's exactly what I was trying to say, was when I really like think about it, how they both were stuck for 15 years and then they met each other again. And it's almost like no time had passed and they're picking up from where they left off as like ninth graders. When I view it from that lens, I feel like they have a lot of chemistry and I love their little relationship because it is very juvenile feeling, which is weird because he's like,
it's just so young.
She looks young. He does not look young. Like, he is a man. He's a man.
You know, but he's a man.
He's a man. But when they're like, even when they were kissing, like they stop kissing and then they look at each other, they're just like crushing on each other at recess. And I'm like, I'm actually not mad about this. I actually find it really cute. And then it also helps shine light on, like, by the end of the drama, they're just kind of dancing around, what do we do about the fact that I like you? And at first I was like unsatisfied because I'm like, give us more spice. Like, really, that was the final scene between you? Really? Like, the side hug? But I do like the fact that they showed that she does end up with Kiho in the long run. I mean, they're definitely hinting at that. Like, in the family pictures, it's just her and Kiho. And then she's calling mom and dad and taking family pictures. And you're not there because of Woo-hawk. Like, we're not idiots. But I think it's super open-ended. I feel like their romance hasn't even started. Like, I think it's to be written in fan fictions going forward, you know?
That's the thing. I feel like there's a fine line of, they didn't actually have a lot of scenes together
No.
Like, to be honest, there was not a lot. From what we got, I can see people being like, oh, yeah, no chemistry. But then...
I totally can.
And also, they focused a lot of time on, you know, Ranju's character, all uh-huh. of these other things. I loved hearing about the family. I loved all of that. So I didn't yes. mind any of that because I feel like that also involved Mokka. But... Yes. The whole Ranju, which it could have been, there didn't need to be that much of Ranju.
Yeah.
Because I wanted more of Mokka and Kiho. And I feel like yes. we didn't get that. Uh-huh. And here I am defending them.
I know. Well, okay. Like, everyone has different views. Like, I just was biased towards shipping them as a couple. So, like, I will I'll view it that way. But I absolutely
it's been 13.
It's been what?
It's been since they were 13. It was just this longing and longing and longing. And finally they're here and they don't know what to do. And I feel like it's an awkward love too, because they finally are here. They really can't communicate very well.
No. They're both so messed up in so many ways and so traumatized. And actually, like, I can't even confidently be like, yeah, they're going to be a couple for a long time. I like to think that, not that I don't think that, but like, I'm like, they've never for a moment known each other when they're not in intense levels of stress. Intense. Because yeah. they knew each other for like a couple months as kids. Super intense stress levels. Ever since she came back into his life. Insanely intense stress levels. And then I think, honestly, that final rooftop scene was them just sitting and not having those intense stress levels. And it's like, well, what do we do now? And in that sense, I thought it was really cute because they're just talking and flirting and hugging because it's like, I don't quite know what to do yet. And I'm okay with that. I'm satisfied, I think, with that.
They're just trying to learn to be content with themselves, yes. but also with not having anything else going on because they've been in... Just with the dad and
right.
all the things. So,
which I think is what sprung on yeah. the kiss, which it was just like, I'm so happy right now.
Yeah.
And I like yeah. you so much and you're so freaking hot. I'm sure that's what she was thinking. Yeah. Mm-hmm. This mm-hmm. just needs to happen.
But it's right? just yeah. funny though, too, because even how she responded to him, like back in the, was it episode 8 during the camping and Wokka mm-hmm. was like, okay. He like pinned them both and he was like, okay, wait, what's happening here? Like, do you still like each other? And then Mokka yes. was like, no, I don't have any of those feelings. And then Kiho is like, actually, yeah, I do. Why would I be searching for you for the past 15 years if I mean, didn't have any feelings? He's not wrong.
He's not wrong. Right.
And so then finally, however long later, she goes, oh yeah, I can finally give you my answer. Right. I'm like, okay, lady. Okay, that took a while.
That
You know what?
Every time she says things to him, though, he looks at her with those eyes. And I was like, I keep saying random stuff to this guy. I just want to see him look at you with those eyes. And they say with something
those
that's
puppy
like...
puppy dog eyes. Yeah.
His eyes. Okay, let's talk about...
I do have a question, though.
Oh, go.
No, but it's about Mokka, though.
Yes.
Was she the main character?
Great. That's exactly what I wanted to get into. Okay. I was going to say, let's discuss the not to sound so official right now, this is not an official term, but like the scene distribution between our quote unquote leads and like what they focused on as writers in this, because technically Mokka's our main character. By the end of the drama, I don't really feel like I know her very well at all. I really don't. I feel like I know Ranju way better than Mokka, and I know Kiho yes. better than Mokka. I probably know Ranju better than Kiho or Mokka. Not gonna lie to you. Or yeah. like, I don't know who other, but I just don't agree with how they distributed the screen time and the time digging into people's past. So to start with Mokka, like your question, like you were saying, I love Park and Bin and I loved aspects of Mokka, but I kind of felt like I felt more emotionally connected to the Mokka in episode 1 who was back on the island than I felt towards her as a 32-year-old living in Seoul. Did you feel the same way or did you feel like you knew her?
I just feel like there wasn't as much screen time for her. They focused so much on Ronju. They focused on the family, which they should have. I really
I did not care. Qualms about
give
the
me
family.
More.
I love the family. And I want to be in their family. I'll marry Uhak. Like, sign me up. Like,
you know,
I'll take one for the team.
Yeah.
And I'll join the family. But continue. Yeah.
Yeah. No, no, no. But the whole Ronju, and I don't know if people also agree or disagree, but she had way too much screen time. And it was, and I know that they wanted to show character development, because by the end she really turned it around and things really changed. But also, it's called Castaway Diva. So not
Castaway
Ronju Diva.
Castaway Ronju.
Yeah, she was not a castaway. So
no.
That's my only thing. And that's when, even though I felt like they really wrapped up the show very nicely, I feel that for the first, more than half of the show wasn't even about anything to do with Mokat. To be fair, though, the dad was almost going to die, right? And so they needed that. But then they focused again on Ronju's storyline with her shares. And then they brought her mom in the mix in episode 11. And all the things. And I feel like, you know, they had also the other singer, Mulray, and then the manager driver. He was very sweet, but I felt like it took away from Mulkha because honestly, Mulkha was a ray of sunshine. She was always positive.
So cute.
She really, really loved Ronju. And I wish it was more in that lens. Like, if anything, the only scenes we got were through Mulkha's perspective with Ronju. But we got so many scenes with Ronju and then the CEO. Were they together before? Like, I did not care.
Who cares? And the only thought in my brain during those scenes where it was like only Ronju or only Ronju and her mom or only the CEO or only the CEO and Ronju. Okay, I have a rule about K-dramas. Every scene must have one of my leads in it or someone I care about. If it doesn't have one of those people, why is it in the show? We only have 16 episodes or 12 episodes. And every time there was a scene of these other people, I was just like, I don't even think I like you people. Like, I don't think I like any of you. So I have to be rooting for somebody in the scene, unless it like really is going to serve a purpose. Super, super going to serve a purpose. I don't need it. And honestly, okay, I'm curious how you think. Do you trust Ronju? Do you like Ronju? Because I feel like the whole show I was supposed to like her. And I just was always like, Mulkat, she doesn't deserve all the energy you give her at all. Like, at all. That's what I thought, but you might think differently on.
No, I agree. In the beginning, I was like, who is this lady? Yes, she wants to be young again. She is having the midlife crisis, I feel.
Yes.
And Mulkat's in the middle of it. Mulkha then was singing for her, and then she got her little fame back, which I was very annoyed with. I was peeved. I just was like, this is not fair. And also, Mulkha, she was a 13-year-old girl, even though she was in a 31-year-old body.
She's kind a 13-year-old girl. So, she truly is a 13-year-old girl. Yes.
Yeah. And so then I just, then later, when things progressed, I was just so annoyed because I'm like, Ronju's gonna get jealous of her. Ronju's gonna like throw her under the bus kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And then towards the end, she was so much better. I really do. I feel like they redeemed her. But again, I didn't want that. I wanted Mulkha. And
exactly.
Yes. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yes.
Love how they ended it. Yes.
Yes. The lengths we went to redeem Ronju or the freaking CEO or whoever.
Yeah.
Like, why did we use screen time on that?
Yeah.
When we don't even know our protagonist very well.
Yes. The only thing I loved, my favorite thing about Ronju, honestly, was her nail color. I loved it so much and I loved it so bad.
Her bangs. Her bangs were phenomenal.
She looked great.
Crushing it.
Elle and I have been, I've been looking for, we, it was so funny, we were talking, hi Elle.
Hi Elle. Every episode. Hi, El.
Hi, El.
Yeah.
We both were like, we love her nail color. It's beautiful. It was a beautiful.
She's
very
gorgeous.
You know,
she's, I cannot believe she's beautiful. 40 years old. I'm like, since how? What? Why? What? Okay.
No, like, you're beautiful, but also, and I do, to be fair, at the end, she really redeemed herself. She had a talent of producing and that. But yeah. again,
but
I want
Mocha. But do we have time for this? Exactly.
No, honestly, did we have time? We did not. And
no.
It kind of got more annoying because it was only 12 episodes.
Yes, I agree.
But here's the thing, though. If it was 16 episodes, it would not be about Kiho or Mocha. It would be, who would it be about, Mads?
Ranju.
It would. It would.
And I think, okay, I would say like the first like 8 episodes of this drama, total home run. Like, I was just, not that the last 4 are bad. The last 4 are great too. But like, home run. Like, because a lot of those days, Ranju was living with Mocha in the upstairs apartment. And anytime Ranju was seen, Mocha was there. Or like, all these things. And it was a whole, like
a sister it bonding. Was like, it was cute.
Sister bonding. Mocha still, we still had so many great flashback scenes of the deserted island. We were dancing around, who is Kiho? Like, all accumulating to that scene where he says, I'm
just
Kiho.
So warm and fuzzy.
And it was like, this
fuzzy.
Is what K-drama, hey now,
this is what K-dramas are made of.
And not, it's not that the last 4 episodes aren't that. Last 4 episodes were great, but it did shift into some kind of difficult scenes. Like, okay, can we talk about the scene where Ranju takes Mocha and calls Kiho to stand and listen, and she's like, it's me or that family, and Mocha chooses Ranju. Now, I know there's a lot ins and outs to that scene. There's a lot of
ins and outs to that scene. She pinned her to a wall.
She pinned her to a wall, but then it was like, this is hard, like, right? Because then, but then Kiho was like, don't choose me. But also it's because Kiho's life and Woo-hawk and their whole entire family were just so, it was so horrible. Like, they were like facing potential prison. So when you really like chalk it all up, I'm like, obviously he's not going to be like, you should date me. Like, of course he's not going to be that way. I think it just got like, it got a little too much for me. I just wished it was a little more of a simple, I live in your rooftop plot. I think I needed more of that going forward. Or if we were going to have the really intense scenes, just have it to be about the family. And
take
then
away
finding,
Ranju. Take away. Like, that did not need it. It was,
no.
Those two things were happening. Okay, so those two things were happening simultaneously. And because both of those things were happening at the same time, we couldn't get Mocha. We couldn't get more Kiho scenes because they were trying to show us all of these, you know, progressions between both of them. And if I had to pick between the two, you know, it would be the family. And even the crazy dad, the psycho dad,
psycho,
it was just, but that also needed to be shown because there was a lot of stuff that we did not know. So I thought it was very, very clever also with Woo-hawk forgetting his, you know, losing his memory because of the trauma that the dad put upon them, and he was just abusing them, and it was just, it was wild, and how the crazy dad didn't think he did anything wrong by any means.
Listen,
wild.
The weeniest was literally created for this man.
but he doesn't even deserve to be in the submarine. He is in the ground. He sucks.
Literally. On that note, like, I honestly, even though I just said, I want not as much going on. I was following the family plot because it needed to happen because it involved people that I loved. So the characters that I love, you know, characters that I love were the family. So if there's a plot involving them, I'm okay with it because, you know, like, even the terrible dad, well, who's there with the dad? Kiho being beat up? Well, I hate that, but at least we see Kiho on screen, right? Or whatever it is. Or
it just,
you know,
unfortunately, it needed to happen because we needed to see the dad and all yeah. his craziness and all the things. Yes. So, but we did not need Ronju. And
we just
did
not need,
that. And really quick, we can, let's wrap up Ronju and the CEO so we can please continue to the most important thing. So this is what I was.
Ronju and CEO, okay? Go. Like, well, literally, okay. Why? Okay.
Okay.
Other than the CEO has a really cute dog. That dog
he does.
Was so he does. Cute. That's my only
so
comment.
So cute.
Continue.
It was so cute. Okay, so in the beginning of the show, you see that he is the driver. So you know that Ronju mm-hmm. was the one that helped him put him on the map, mm-hmm. basically, right? So then we see that, and then he throws her under the bus, right?
When, yeah, he sucks, she's getting number bad. One. Yeah. Him being terrible, example number one, continue.
And then they ended up being together for a little bit. That was always implied. And gross. Then why was she living with him for a little bit? Uh-huh. Like,
codependency.
Weird. Okay, so then, okay. Yes. So then at the end, I was hoping that she would just sue him. She would do all the measures. Yes. But then what I don't understand, and it sucks that I have to even talk about it, but we have to talk about it because
I know.
It did not make any sense.
Like, why are we wasting your time, right?
Why
I
are we wasting? Okay,
I get
so
it.
Let's, really like, let's hurry this up.
Okay, perfect.
Why? Then at the end, you see after her mom dies, which we didn't need that either. Sorry.
Zero.
I'm so sorry,
no.
But we did not need it. Then she finds this shredded paper and then she decides instead of like suing him, she right. decides to confront him. And then was he being honest or was he not? And so then like Mocha was going to be having a song and then the other girl was going to have a song and then he wanted to flip it. So I thought that was going to be in his favor. Like he wants to
right.
continue to bring them down. But then it turns out that it no. actually was the best decision.
Apparently, Christina, he's amazing now. We love him now. We should give him all of our shares and our hearts and everything about us. That's how it felt at the end.
Yeah, did he finally have his best interests in heart? I don't understand.
I don't trust him. Also, first of all, that shredded paper got more screen time in the finale than Kehoe. Let's just say that really fast.
And Mocha.
Let's just say it like really fast. This piece of shredded paper. It was literally when I was like, am I being punked? Because as Ronju is talking to this guy at the elevators and he's like, just watch. This is going to be a number one song or I'll give up all my shares. And I'm like, bingo, ding, 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 ding. First of all, why are you being so flippant? Second of all, she's like, no, keep them. And I'm like, when did things change? And did I miss it? Like, did I skip an episode? Like, why?
It just did not make any sense. No. So I guess we are still confused.
Yep.
Oh, well. But, yeah,
but
that
can
was
we
weird.
Now
we need to like move on.
Can we talk about our favorite characters? Everyone. We,
okay,
love
but wait,
in
wait,
show.
Wait, 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 wait. We need to have a moment of silence right now.
Please do.
The MVP award goes to the stepdad.
We love him. What
He's
a man!
What a man! What a man! What a man!
No,
a
I thank you for bringing
man.
Him up. Yeah, let's talk about the family in general. Everyone, we'll talk about U-Hawk and everyone. The stepdad is a man. You know, like at the end of episode, whatever, 10, when they almost made him look sketchy for a second, I'm like, don't dare touch my stepdad. Don't you? He is one of my favorite
and
characters.
We can't say,
don't make
we
him
can't
evil.
Say, we can't say stepdad. We have to say dad because yeah. he really was their father. Like he was the dad.
Abu-ji.
It was because then there's yeah. a difference between father and dad. And so, yes, what's his name? Bong Wan was the father.
Weenie number
but
one.
Sangdu was the dad.
Oh,
and
he was just.
It was just, and like Kehoe needed someone, and he always, like fathers in general for him had a bad taste in his mouth
because
of his father.
Yes.
So he was the rock of the family. He honestly was the saving grace.
Oh, he's amazing.
And it was just so sweet, and the mom deserves him. He was so tender, and it's so cute because he's like, yeah, I'm actually like really good looking. That's what he kept saying.
No. And like, I love how they're like, did you give birth to these two really attractive, nice young fellas? And he's like, of course I did.
Of course I did.
No one's buying it. Their real dad was a silver fox, so I can see how they got their looks.
Yeah, objectively.
He sucks.
Like,
he sucks so much. No, yeah, I mean, that scene where like, Kehoe and him bond in the middle of the night, and they're like, let's take all these pictures down. I can't. I'm like, is this man is, he's everything. Like, he's, I actually,
he is,
can I make him be
gem.
Younger and marry him? Because he is just the sweetest.
I would marry him. He's the
I love
thing.
The fact that, like, the
he
mom,
saved their lives. He saved their lives.
And when the mom explained how she fell for him, and she's like, he was the most handsome guy I've ever seen, was because she had already been with a good-looking, terrible, terrible, terrible guy. And she was like, he is so handsome. I love him so much. And, like, he's not objectively a handsome guy, but... He's so tender. He is so handsome. Like, I was like, he is.
So
he's a man. He was a little
so
civil servant. When they were like hinting that he might have like done something sketchy when he went to confess, you know, I was like, don't touch him. Like, I got really protective in my heart. I was like, don't make him a bad character. I love him. Can we talk about Uhawk for a minute? Because even though we were whipped for, I mean, he had rough competition in this show, but he was the tenderest.
I loved him.
Here's the thing.
I was annoyed with him. Well, because I thought in the beginning there was going to be like a team this or a team that at the beginning. Uh-huh. That's how they were like hinting. But, yeah. And I was kind of annoyed with him, but he also grew as a character.
Yeah.
He was annoying to me. He was a little bit annoying. But then as time went on, I love him.
Oh, he's
I
so...
love him.
Well, I think we know Wuhawk better than most characters in this show. I feel like
we really know Wuhawk. We know him.
They really dug into his story. And yeah. By the end, first of all, just props to him. Like, he realized, I'm not going to get her. In fact, my brother's going to get her. And that sucks. And he was
and
just.
And he was okay with
he
it.
He was okay he was a- with it. It sucked. And you could tell in, oh my gosh, the scene where he cries with his dad. Because he says, I really like her, dad. I like her, and I wanted to stop liking her, and I can't stop. Like, that was one of the best scenes.
That made
scenes
me
in
cry.
Me. That was one of the best scenes in the show. I was like, this is, I wrote, like, in my notes, like, this is the second male lead done right. Like, he is, I think,
he's a green
like,
flag.
It wasn't Team
green
Edward,
flag.
Team Jacob, because no one wanted to take sides. I think it was, like, hinted, oh, are we going to take sides? And as the show went on, no one wants to pit these guys against each other.
Yeah.
Like,
and
they're brothers. We love them.
We love them, and... Oh, it was so, he was great. And I loved how at the end, after the dad survived, how affectionate he's like, I'm done with not sharing my feelings. Like,
sad on
I
me.
Needed to, yeah. Like I need, yeah. I love you. Like, I love you, bro. I love you, mom, dad. Mm-hmm. And he just loves his dad so much, even more.
Oh,
and so, and I feel like the dad was so worried when he would find out that that wasn't his real dad, but no, he saved this family.
Oh yeah.
So
he's so
I just,
tender.
I love, like, he and- it, secondary male lead, like, he might win the award for me for this year.
He's top notch secondary male lead. Because
mm-hmm.
the show
I loved
did
him.
This really, really well, because it gave us these two guys. They are kind of competitors, especially in the first half of the shows where he thought he was Kehoe. But, like, it's impossible to not like him. So it's like, I don't know what to do with you. And he's, like, self-aware. And you're like, I just... And honestly, let's be real about this. I feel like Kehoe... Now, Kehoe, since he remembered everything, he just has a lot more trauma to work through than... Wuhawk, to an extent, all of the shock that Wuhawk went through, mm-hmm. it was a lot too.
Yeah,
but Kehoe, I think
that's why. Yeah, sorry. Go ahead.
Well, I think Kehoe has a lot to learn from Wuhawk. Even like there at the end, Wuhawk's like, he didn't say this outright, but he's like, you really should tell people how you feel, Kehoe. Just in general, tell people how you feel. He's like, tell Molka how you know. And I feel like he's going to like be the wise one that maybe helps Kehoe not be such like. A 13-year-old boy at all times and like
yeah.
grow
yeah.
up a little bit, you know, say what yeah, needs to be said. Like,
and that's yeah. probably why too, that he, like, Wuhawk, he was so much more talkative and he was more feisty because he didn't have that memory and that just
yeah.
weighing down on him too.
Yeah.
So,
well, that yeah. was a huge part of Kehoe's character was I am responsible for everyone in my family.
Yeah.
And taking down my father, and he wore it on his shoulders. Mm-hmm. And Wuhawk just didn't wear it on his shoulders. So he had this different mm-hmm. sense to him than mm-hmm. Kehoe. But
and then
anyways,
I just felt like, I felt like Kehoe, even though he was not the older brother, for that all that time he was acting like the older brother.
Oh yeah, he was,
because of he was
but totally. Really, he's just a little boy.
And then I just, it was cute, and I love Woo-hawk. Just I'm team both of them. But oh, Woo-hawk, I just, and then was it implied at the last scene that he had a girlfriend or something? Because they were like, it? You look chubby. You need to watch what you eat now. You love all the food, and you know you're in love now.
Oh, I didn't know. I didn't catch it. I don't know. I was too distracted by Shaggy Hair's no longer Shaggy Hair.
Straight down.
Distracted. I don't know. Yeah, I thought they did the setting really well. Just the little upstairs apartment, like, it feels like home to me. Like, just as a viewer, I'm like, this, they really set this whole little house. I don't know if I've seen a family done that well in a K-drama in a long, long time.
That's what I'm noticing,
the
too,
family is, it was really well done in this drama.
I feel
very
like
well
they're
done.
Busting out so many more dramas than they used to, and I feel like sometimes they're losing.
Yeah.
Do you know what
there's
I mean? Like,
billion.
They're losing that. There's so many.
I know.
There's so many now. And so,
and this drama recaptured a bit, I think, of what we know. Like, this is what makes K-drama so good.
And they're so good. Yeah.
This.
Yeah.
To mention what makes K-drama so good, the music in this drama was
She sang it too, right?
First of all, I didn't know she can sing. Like, second
she's
of all,
a beautiful singer.
Even the ones that she wasn't singing, just the soundtrack in general was so good, which you would hope so, because it's like a singing show. But it was so good. I love this soundtrack. And I had no idea she could sing like that. But yeah. So that was a huge takeaway for me.
We need to talk and then end it. We need to talk. Not end the thing. I'm just saying, like, we need to talk
done.
About the, we need to talk about the father and that whole situation.
Oh yeah. Let's do it. So where do I start?
Okay.
Her dad, but, too. Both dads.
Yes. And he, unfortunately, he passed away.
Yes, he did.
But then this father, what's his name? Bongwan. Awful. I just.
Horrible.
It was crazy because his motive was just to get revenge the whole time.
Control.
He had no remorse. He wanted control. He didn't even care. He was angry, this and that, and what, like, they're crazy man,
crazy bonkers, crazy.
But
I will say
I want to give a shout out to, I can't believe I'm doing this because I know that this actor is listening.
Of course.
Shout out to wait, are you ready?
Yeah.
Shout out to Prosecutor Lee Ji Zhuang.
Who is that? Wait, the prosecutor? The prosecutor there at the end?
Yes, when he was questioning all of them.
That dude is
great.
The true MVP.
Like, I was literally said,
Prosecutor Lee Ji. Dude. Thank you for bringing that up, because when I was watching, I was like, wait, this prosecutor rocks. Like, he sees right through this.
So good. Because in the beginning, we were all worried that, and I watched that episode with my mom, we were both worried that this prosecutor was on the father's side.
Yeah.
And then, right before the questioning, I loved, too, when the mom was sitting in the middle and then the dad got up.
Oh my
gosh,
moved
her to the left.
Oh,
and then he had to sit by the father. Chills.
No, listen, the stepdad is just the number one character of
he
all
is
life.
The best.
I was actually going to send you like a screenshot of that scene when it happened, because I was like, look at him casually moving chairs. Like, that's a huge deal. And he's like, I will not let my wife be next to this man. Absolutely not. Like,
yeah.
No, I honestly, like, the whole thing with the dad, it kept my attention. I was pretty intrigued with it. The whole, like, the stepdad getting stabbed through the throat. I don't know how he managed to get him so fast, because they were not near each other walking in the rain. But apparently,
they literally passed.
Oh, okay.
Like ships in the night.
Right. Okay.
Right next to each other
in the night.
No, but the prosecutor, yo, great. It was so good because
satisfying.
He knew what he was saying.
Yes.
And then when They ended up, which was so funny, they brought up the whole hornets in the car for so long. And then they had to wait until that scene. That was the reason why
that
they
was
had
the
that.
Whole reason that they the had the reason. Hornets in the thing. Which I was, you know, I was surprised they never brought up Kehoe got a whole recording of his dad beating him up like recently. Why didn't he bring that as an evidence?
Was it maybe it wasn't shown, or maybe they already had so much. The
I
dad
so.
Already had so much going for him.
He,
unfortunately.
I mean, I'm glad the prosecutor saw it because
it
was one of those
so
horrible things.
Good.
He was
it
awesome. Was so... He just looked, he was like, okay.
It was,
yeah.
No, the best part was when he asked him about the hornets or the car accident. He goes, oh yeah, you work with this guy? Yeah. After he saw you, after that interaction, he was in a huge car accident, and then Keo was like, what's going on? And then the dad got all defensive and was like, yeah, you know, that wasn't me, and I, you know, when I was not the one that got, you know, did that to him and this. And then the prosecutor like looks at him and is like, I never said that.
Yes,
and I'm like, oh!
He did. And then he goes, who do you think's a father more, someone who, you know, is trying at all odds to protect his children, and the other one who's trying at all odds to protect himself or whatever
Chills.
It was. I was like, where did you come from? Come back. Like,
yeah.
You are cool.
He was great. I loved it. Yeah.
He was.
And it was
cool.
Crazy. Even before that, the father got questioned with, and I think it was a police officer that he was colleagues with. And he had all of these just strike after strike after strike. And then the father goes, yeah, but okay, what about the other case? Because they're the ones that left me and I deserve my family back.
Yep.
No, you are.
No. No.
And then, and I called it. I was like, he's going to hurt this poor, sweet dad.
Oh, I know.
I
it
love
was coming.
And I'm so glad they
it
did
was
not.
Coming.
I'm so happy that he did not die, because that would have just wrecked me. No. Mm-mm.
It was the classic, he's dying in the hospital one scene, he's completely healthy the next scene, because they just had to have a near-death experience kind of moment in the K-drama.
And he, he had no bandage. He was
nothing.
Like, fine.
He was very okay all of a sudden. I was like, give these people a break. Like, they're sitting around wearing these derpy little Minnie Mouse headbands, happy for once in their life, and here we go. But,
and Kehoe was wearing that little bow headband.
I was like, I laughed
I was
so
like,
hard.
This
I'm
is,
like,
it was so great.
Everyone's wearing these bow headbands.
My mom turns around to me and she's like, is this a thing in Korea? And I'm like, how would I know? How would I know?
I mean, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, no. He was terrible. Any other thoughts on how horrible he was?
I wish, and then it was funny though, because when they all got the notice, what the verdict was, he had like 5 envelopes, because that was for each thing that he committed, right?
Right.
And then it was so sweet when they all got their verdict and it was no evidence found.
And Mohawk's like, I know
what
would make this even sweeter.
No, like, But prosecutor Lee Jae Yong, everybody.
Prosecutor. Oh my gosh. I have a few just
scenes.
Favorite scenes.
Mm-hmm.
Although now that I'm looking, we've mentioned a lot of these.
I have one.
Okay, I'll shout out a few I haven't said. And we'll go back and forth. So the first time, you know, when she's wearing that green balloon headband and she sings the song at the festival.
Yes.
I just love that scene. I love that song. It gave me like Greatest Showman vibes, just like a really epic song being sung, like people's reactions in the audience. That was one of the first times we saw like Kehoe, or like, I don't even know what he knows. And a hint of his smile, which is the best smile in the universe, but he wasn't really showing
just
it.
Just with just his gums.
I cannot.
Honestly, just his
gums. But that
whole
scene and her just hitting those, that little balloon headband and everything. That was one of my favorite scenes. Like, I'll go back and rewatch it. Just, I love the song so much. I think that's the most beautiful song in the show.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the end.
Oh, go ahead.
Well, they mirrored.
That's what I was going to say. This one.
Oh, okay. Keep going. Yes.
I was like, to mirror that, my favorite scene was when she ends up performing. Well, There's two things. Okay, so first is I actually ended up liking that Mocha picked the less popular song. And I know Ronju was all mad that the other girl got all the accolades and she was number one, number one, number one. But I feel like it was so good that it was so good that her song wasn't the most popular, because I feel that in a lot of, you know, shows, they would say, oh, let's do this song, and then they get number one. I loved how it was a little bit more realistic because she is new, and also she was so proud of herself. It was so stinking cute. And so then she was so excited to perform at that same venue. Uh-huh. It was not even a venue. It was just, you know, like a little festival.
So small.
And then it was cute that Ronju decided to do what she did for Ronju.
The balloons.
She did the blue. That was very cute.
Really good.
And then Kiho comes. He's like, "How can I help?" I'm like, "Hi."
You sure can. When they like showed a shot of him when she's singing and he's crying, I think she said something along the lines of like, "Because I have you," or there. I don't know. That was the lyric, and they show him. He's crying. I'm like, "I'm pregnant. Like, I'm."
Like, I'm due tomorrow.
I'm third trimester right now. Like, what? No, actually, I really loved her little speech at the very end. Like, her whole, what if I do for 5 minutes? I thought it was really eloquent. Actually, I liked a lot of her island flashback scenes in this show.
It was so sweet.
The seagull egg, just all those things. It was
the sun this time was beautiful.
Oh, man. The word pictures hand. And her just saying like, Ronju, listen, like, I'm just living in the moment, girl. Like, I don't know what the next 5 minutes holds in my life. And today I want to sing at this festival. And I just got chills saying that. It was such a really good like scene. I was like, that was one of the best parts of this drama is the writing cute. In those scenes.
Yeah. And then at the end, when the show ended, they showed the epilogue. And she was singing her song, like Ronju songs. And I think maybe now thinking about it, Ronju played such a pivotal part of Mocha's life. So I get it.
Yeah.
You know, I get it. It made me cry when at the end she turns around and she smiles. That's what the picture I sent you.
Yes.
And I'm like, finished. It made me cry. I was
on the island. Oh my gosh. No, it was good.
So,
and her,
that was really good.
Mocha's dress at that stadium tour, the black dress, that was fabulous.
Oh my gosh, it's so funny.
I was enthralled with that dress.
That was crazy how she was singing, and then she is a huge star now.
I know.
She seemed more...
What?
She was like, and I got a little jealous. I'm like, she's more popular than JK.
She's very popular. It happened very fast too, and no, she is not more popular than Jungkook. No chance.
No, but, it was no, in like, that scene because like, he just had a concert. It was very, it was just huge. It reminded me of like a Taylor Swift like level concert. It just made me laugh. I was like, no, not it made me laugh. It was a beautiful scene, but then I got like jealous.
No, it was a big concert.
Thank you to my man.
Over to Mr. Straight Hair, and I'm like, you know what? This is a good scene. I'm really enjoying this entire. That anytime she goes to sing, I was always like, great.
It's funny how they always, when they want to know, they want to show us that time has passed. They show the family. Yeah, they always change hair. So
I'm like, hair's different. She got bangs. Clearly a different time frame.
Yeah. And then they changed Woo Hawk's hair too, right when they were all eating together.
I'm glad
and then,
they did. It looked better at the end.
It would look good. It was everything. He had like great.
He had like the butt cut for most of the show.
He did with the little clips.
It's fine.
It's fine. And then when did Mocha's hair become just beautiful?
Okay, that's so funny because it happened so sneaky.
Sneaky, and then her hair, her clothes, everything changed.
Became adorable. It was
beautiful.
It was her and Shaggy hair though, because when you look back to Kiho at the beginning of like his hair was very shaggy, like very, and then by the end it was just like a nice perm.
It was
but
just
like
shag.
But it was like styled really nice by the end. And I was like, I don't remember this happening. And she got like a perm. I was like, I'm not sure when it happened, but it just happened over time. I'm like,
it was beautiful. And then gradually with her apartment and him buying the apartment, all of that just was beautiful. My favorite, it was beautiful. I think my favorite flashback scene was when they all talked, when she talked about considering like suicide, mm-hmm. and how
in the cooler whole ramen box.
That was, I think, so genius.
It was powerful.
It was so powerful. Really powerful.
Well, especially because it was ramen. Because I was like, what's in this cooler box? And it was the most basic,
it
but
was
like
ramen. It was
little
so,
moment that ugh. There is life happening out in Seoul somewhere and people are eating ramen, you know?
Like it was that so was, simple. And then that was she, really when she made when she made it and she was like, she was crying while she was eating it.
Yeah.
And it was just something from, you know, life that, you know, she's just yeah. on this island by herself. So
no, that
and I
one,
loved...
that was a good one. The mm-hmm. seagull egg one was, I just love word picture metaphors.
Oh, the seagull one was intense.
I am a sucker for word picture and metaphors. Like that's how I process things in life is metaphors and how, also to go back to the fact that she's such a young girl at heart. She's so young. Like she just didn't have any socialization for that long. And the way she learned what is friendship, what is loyalty, that's how she learned it was through this seagull.
Yeah.
And how even like her saying, I know I'm a bad person because I ate the seagull's eggs. And you're like, dude.
But it was like survival.
You had to eat the seagull's
eggs. You had
eggs.
To.
But it was, I mean, it was pretty like intense how she was like applying that to life, like in the entertainment industry. And like, mm-hmm. are you going to take mm-hmm. advantage of people to raise yourself up? But yeah, no, all those I liked when they flash back to the island because I'm like, we're about to get something good. Like, this yeah. is going to be an important
I
scene.
I thought it was very clever in how each title was like coincidence versus uh-huh. fate, or it was a play with words. And then yeah. I loved also when she was scared when she would talk about the storm and let the storm is coming. And then it made me so sad because obviously she's by herself and... Mm. Just it was a lot. It was so good.
It was good. Well, and the episode titles, the last one was called Coincidence versus Fate and the second episode was called Coincidence versus Fate. Did you see that?
No.
Yeah, so maybe I'm just like too into these things, but when I saw episode 12 was called that, I'm like, another episode was definitely called that. And I thought that was clever because the second one was called that when it looked like a coincidence that he found her on the island and stuff.
Yes.
And then they revisited it. And it was like,
and
it
I
was
love,
not a coincidence.
No, and I love how she knew, even though it was his time to say like, oh, it wasn't a coincidence.
She and, knew. Yeah.
And she's like, I know. I yeah. know you. You.
Bro, I got you.
Yeah.
Let's side hug, please. Right now.
Like.
I will never get over that side hug. I'm like, do like full frontal or something. Okay.
Yeah, so
another favorite yeah. scene, the campfire.
Oh, that
we're
was
singing
so sweet.
Around the campfire. No, I so, love that whole thing of them at the campfire and putting up the lights. A, because we saw like Kehoe like smile for the first time and everyone's like, what?
We're like, what?
B,
and my favorite was when she was singing.
Oh, I know.
And then it changed.
We saw baby Kehoe and baby Mocha.
Baby, the babies.
I love them. I
Where
love
it started.
The babies so
the babes.
Much.
The babies, like hashtag
I'm usually annoyed by like the kid actors that play these people in K-dramas. I was not annoyed by them. I love.
It was
them.
So good. It was brilliant. Yes. Who they picked? Yes. They looked just like them.
Oh, it was perfect. Yeah. So that's what. Do you have any other favorite scenes that you want to shout out or?
Just the whole apartment thing was just great.
Oh, when with the apartment he Kehoe. Bought for her. Yeah, can we talk about that one really fast? Because that was a very intense
It was scene. Intense. It was very intense.
And left me feeling many things.
This is where we psychoanalyzed him.
This was during our last through two, we were like, listen. Well, when I watched, okay, that was episode 10, right? I think that was mm-hmm. episode 10.
Mm-hmm.
When, you know, she is going to go become a singer. She has to choose. She's like, I'm going to choose singing. He walks her to the apartment and he like wraps the towel around her head. And he's like, I want you to choose that. Forget about me. And like my mom picked me up right after I finished and we went to like get a Christmas tree or whatever. And I was just sitting in the car. I'm like, not going to lie to you, mom. I'm really processing my K-drama right now. And she's like, okay, great. And then like 20 minutes later, I'm like, you know, there's no chance he would have asked her to stay with him. Not with his family's crap. And she's like, K-drama? And I'm like, yeah.
Is she watching that one?
No, I told them this is the next one they have to watch.
They're going to love it.
Yeah, this is their next one. I've been waiting for the next one to tell my parents to watch. So that was... Sorry, I just hijacked the apartment scene conversation.
No, but that's true. No, it was emotional for me. And then I loved when Woo-hawk was in the whole mix when they were having dinner together, and Mok-hawk gave the money to him. It's like, here, I'm supporting you. Yeah, because remember when she was like working at an Amazon package? I don't know what she was doing.
Random, because she thought they all lost their jobs, and she was apparently she doesn't have a boyfriend who tells her things like, "I got my job back." Yeah,
exactly. That was what?
I was like, "What are you?"
Okay,
We digress. Mm-hmm, yeah, mm-hmm, okay. Mm-hmm.
But other than that,
yeah, those are all mine. Those are all my favorite scenes that I wrote down.
Would you give this show a 5 out of 5 or a 4 out of 5 or 4.5 or a 3?
Can I do points? Yeah.
2.5, 1.5, 4.5, 4.8, 5. Thank you for all these
options. It's so hard because I finished an hour ago, but I feel like there's no perfect K-drama. Perfect K-dramas don't exist. So I think this show was really good. I'd probably give it like a 4.3 out of 5, but like high 4 points is like reserved for the best of the best.
No,
so
but
like a 4.3 means
great.
Like this is a freaking good
I still recommend
drama.
It. The freaking I still
good
recommend
drama.
It.
Yes.
Yes, we recommend
because
it still.
Think about it. I think a rookie K-drama watcher
this is a
would
great,
love
this is a great
love this
one.
Show, but also weathered K-drama watchers love this show. Like it's a great show, and let's be honest, this has been kind of a dry year for K-dramas, I hate to say it. Mm-hmm. And
we have
this
a lot
show,
to talk about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which here we can pitch that Christina and I are going to do a K-drama end of year award thing. Yes. It'll be
there has been
weeks.
Wonderful ones.
There has been, but
overall,
it's been drier. And this show like really stood out this year as just being a very, very good show. It was just beautifully shot.
It was solid.
Characters,
it was
the casting.
Solid show.
It was solid. It was solid. I would recommend it to anyone to go watch this show. Like I could easily recommend it. Like this is a great show to go watch. Good. It would be a great gateway drama.
It would. It totally would. It's
great
a great show.
Gateway. Yep.
And it's short and sweet too. It's not 16 episodes. I mean, back in the day when I started K-dramas, everything was 12. Everything was 16 episodes.
Everything.
Now they have 10 episode ones. They have 12 episode ones. So now you can get a little taste of these shows and still get very hooked.
And you learn my mom made a comment. Because I think she sees like me posting on Instagram. She's like, I just literally this morning at church, she's like, whenever you post about shows, I just love their music so much. She probably just sees like, she probably saw the reel I posted of like their kissing scene and the music. And I was like, I know the music is so good. And, like this would give people a great taste for like, there's great original soundtracks for K-dramas. And it just has a little bit of everything. So
because I was thinking about what was a really great soundtrack this year, and nothing really sticks out to me
Our
as of
summer.
Right now.
Just kidding.
No. I know, but not
I know,
this
not
year,
this
yo.
Year. I know. So this one stands out. Yeah. So guys, stay tuned for our little award show that we'll shout out what we think K Drama World did great this year. Yeah. So that'll be posted in right near the end of December.
But all in all, Tarzan hands for the win.
Honestly,
great.
I want to run.
You know what? I'm just
my
really
hands
thankful.
Through his shaggy hair, and I want his Tarzan hands to be near me.
Yes. Oh, okay. Okay. You need, when you say those kind of things, you need to kind of be a little
I like to
faster.
Leave it open-ended.
You know? Yeah. But that's where the trouble
all
happens.
All.
So, you
all
know,
in all, Christina, I think our like,
we loved
you
it.
Know, our call to great. Action, right? If we're giving a speech right now, our call to action is let's go watch the other Choi Jung Hyuk dramas. Thank you. Great. Okay, awesome. Let's watch Love
if
All
we,
Play.
If it's accessible to us, because
we'll
right
find
now.
It. Let's just move to Australia. I think if we can find it, if we go there.
Okay. You know, great. Let's do that.
Here's the
Let's
thing,
go.
Christina. Do you know what I'm excited about? He's going to be in a lot more dramas now.
Did
Don't
he already
do
his
so?
Military? Did he already
He's
do
like
that?
He's like 31, dude.
Oh, great.
He's old.
You know, is he? Ouch.
I'm going to guess he already did. I don't know. But I feel like he just got so popular. I feel like we're going to start seeing him more.
He is so cute.
Which is a great thing for all of all humankind.
Tender. And I heard that Love All Play, he is so cute in that one. And I remember, I know that movie poster or that K-drama poster, he has that gummy smile, and that's why I've been wanting to watch it for so long.
Also,
the
sports
Racket
sports are my passion.
We have not had a sports drama since 25-21, I don't think.
Right. He's one of the hottest PDs to date. You know, when he goes Q, I'm like, please say Q for the rest of my life.
Like say
just
that
follow me around saying Q my entire life. Like she's gonna get some food. Hana du to her set.
Q.
Thank you for saying that.
Thank you. Come
Thank
me that.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Come send me that. Great.
Is this couple, is it Mokho or is it Kiha?
Kiha. Isn't no. it Mokho?
No, like putting their names together. Is it Mokho or is it going to be Kiha?
I actually think
Mokha and
isn't
Kiho.
Isn't it Mokori? I've seen people say a couple name for them, but it's like Mokori, I think.
Okay, well, I'm wrong on both accounts.
I don't know. I might be wrong.
Okay.
I don't know.
Great.
But, well, you know, there's our review.
That's our review.
It's been said. What's been said, what's done is done. We've said what we needed to say. We really laid it out all on the line.
And I hope you enjoy it just because it finished yesterday.
Exactly. We're posting this on Monday, December 4th, 2023.
It's wild. It's December, Maddie.
It's the most.
Know, Dynamite Christmas edition is here. So excited.
Christmas Evil is here. Jingle, jingle, jingle all the way. Time to whip out the very short yet great K-pop Christmas playlist we have. Stay tuned, guys. Right now, Christine and I are hanging up, and then we are going to record a through two on Welcome to Samdalri.
Samdalri. It's so good.
I have to say it like a white person. There's no other way for me to say this title. Welcome to Samdalri. Great. So stay tuned for that. I think I'll be posting that just like a couple days after this one. So thank you for listening. Stay tuned
thank
for our
so
end
much.
Of your drama awards. Come follow me on Instagram at yourgirlmaddie_pon. I'm glad I remember.
You know, I'm really proud of you for remembering and doing it.
Yeah, thank you.
I got you.
Tell me who I should Photoshop into my kitchen next for me to dance with them. That's my new thing. So I will take recommendations.
You should see if there is actually a Kiho one.
I actually think I should hang out with him in my van.
You know, maybe he could step on you.
And on that note, I think I'm going to let the outro music play. And
what's
said has been said. Thank you, everybody. Bye.